It is a Thursday afternoon. Let's check now the agricultural futures markets on this 21st day of August with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
I hear that while we're hot, you're hot down there.
Well, the humidity has it that it actually feels like 100 outside, and when the sun's coming down on you, I mean, it feels like you're 110, but it does have the 100-degree feel today.
Well, we're not quite at 100. The heat index outside the studios here is at 97, so I guess although 3 degrees can make a big difference. It really can. Well, congratulations for being in New Orleans. How about that?
Yeah. I would rather take the Waco, Texas 100. It's a much drier heat. It's more like being in the oven than the sauna, so...
I just do not have either one, frankly, I think. Okay, so tell me about this marketplace today, because actually the numbers are starting to turn to look, you know, pretty nice, given that we're on the bottom end of the range, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, corn futures are starting to, you know, kind of build maybe a sideways or rounded type bottom over the past 4 to 5 weeks. We really haven't... I mean, if you go back to, you know, July 27th, Dease Corn closed at 363, and today we close at 362. So we're not making much headway on the upside, but on the other hand, we're not making any headway on the downside. And I do think that the corn market, if it can't make new lows this week, or if they can't get it done by tomorrow, I'm not too sure they're going to have much success in making new lows because, I mean, if you look at the news this week, we started out the week with a Wall Street Journal article based in Decatur, Illinois, telling the world that the farmers are up to their ears in corn. And then we go on the Pro Farmer Tour, and we hear all of these lofty yield estimates coming out of the Pro Farmer Tour. And now we had a well-known market analyst on CNBC this morning, and the commentators were wanting him to talk about sharply lower prices because of all this big corn crop. So it has definitely all signs that that you would think that the market could be maybe that maybe we have a low in the crosshairs, at least for the time being, until more is known about the size of the crop and what farmers are going to do about it. The grain trade is short. They need cash inventory to come on down to the Gulf to meet export commitments. I'm sure they need cash grain to go into the ethanol pipelines, very good margins in ethanol. So, and harvest is basically running a couple weeks behind average because of so much moisture that we had this summer.
Now, I'm not going to ask you if we put a low in yet, but do you think we will put the low in prior to harvest is really my thought process here.
Well, the thing that's going to be the shocker, I think, and everybody has a different opinion on it, is the acreage adjustments, which usually show up in the October report.
There always way.
And so the September report, I doubt if we'll see any acreage adjustments. And then the question then is, how much of a bump up in yield does USDA do in corn? I saw Scott Irwin's tweet or something on Facebook that was saying that the heat here closing out the season with this heat kind of implies that maybe the yield may not go up that much more. We'll have to kind of see on that, but I mean the yield reports or yield checks definitely would imply that we got some room to go up. Beans, I'm not so sure about that. I've heard as many bad things about beans as I've heard about good things, so maybe the bean yield doesn't do much movement in the September report. And if you don't get big numbers in the September report and then USDA comes in and starts whacking the acres, what the FSA report would imply, all of a sudden the market has already priced in the biggest crop and the biggest ending stocks levels, and then that may push end users off the bench and start buying. So we'll have to see how things play out here over the next a month or so, but you know, I think corn is in position here to push to the upside, and if it does, if we close out the month of August higher, I think that would be a good sign that maybe all of the supply bearishness has maybe been put into the market, and the demand bulls are going to start coming in and start buying this market.
We'll keep watching it and check in again with you next week.
Very well, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.